We have, if I look at our stakeholders, we have business, of course, as a very important audience, and we have politics, we have continuous partnerships with many governments around the world, and of course we have NGOs, we have trade unions, we have all those different parts.
Media, of course.
Media, of course, and very important experts and scientists and academia. Because if we are looking at the future, I think we should look at new solutions, and the new solutions will be very much driven by technological developments.
And we even have you even have religious leaders, right?
We have religious leaders, we have social entrepreneurs, very important social entrepreneurs.
So, okay, now thirdly, you need to understand the four roads along which the globalist beast travels. You need to understand how this agenda unfolds and how goals are achieved. Okay, so the first road that the globalist beast travels along is in fact the corporate road. It's the corporate sector that sets the goals for the globalist agenda, because the corporations, the transnational corporations, are owned by the globalists. The banking, all these big transnational corporations are literally owned by the people running the world. Okay, the financial system, I'm not going to put it out of control right now. So the beast travels along the corporate road, sets the goals for the agenda. Then the next sector they go to is the academic sector, the universities. Because everybody looks up to the scientists and the academics. You know, they do all these studies and they write all these papers which justify these goals. So once the scientists have written the paper, or they've done the studies and they publish their papers, and everybody believes them because they say, wow, these guys are brilliant geniuses. Look, we need these things to be implemented in the country. Comes from academia, professors telling us to do these things. So everybody doesn't argue with them, right? Then the next road that the beast travels along is the political road. Because you need the political sector to come in and basically enact laws to ensure that these goals are achieved. So then they write papers. While they've written the papers, government says, look here, this is important for the country to achieve. We need to enact a law. Or they do whatever they do as politicians to make sure that those goals are achieved. And then the last road the globalist beast travels on, who can tell me what the last road is along which the globalist beast travels? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Okay, that's not surprising, because very few people know the final road along which the globalist beast travels. If they don't travel, if the beast doesn't travel along this road and capture the so-called leaders running this sector, then they won't have much of a chance to implement the agenda. But they've done it a long time ago. That is why the masses basically don't argue with anything. And that's the road of organized religion, right? Organized religion. Once they capture the leaders of these organized religions, then they've got the masses, because the masses look up to their religious leaders. If the imam says that, or this religious institution says that, or the priest says that, or the rabbi says that, then nobody argues with them, because they supposedly know what they're talking about. They're authority figures. Subconsciously, you are programmed to respect what an authority figure tells you. Even if he lies through his teeth, you will not argue with him. True or false? Very true. So those are the four roads that the masses need to understand. Where's that lady? She needs to take this message out so that the masses stop being deceived by the globalist beast that's unfolding this agenda and decimating their lives right now as we speak.
African, our friends, over the last decade. In the late 80s and early 90s, we were searching for ANC officials living in exile camps and integrated them already at that time into our community.